Securing a job can be difficult anytime. In the middle of a pandemic, though, it makes it much harder. New tonight, News Nation's Nicole Burley tells us how to stand out in the crowd when you're looking for your next opportunity. She sat down with an expert for job hunting advice and tricks.
Job seekers better position for opportunities, also write executive resumes, LinkedIn profiles, and just help people think through their special sauce or their unique brand.
If you're looking for a job or thinking about switching careers, job search strategist and former corporate recruiter Sarah Johnston says it is doable right now, even in the midst of a pandemic.
I feel like I've trained my whole life for this opportunity to help job seekers right now.
First thing Johnston says you need to do is be strategic.
Really assess your brand and who you are and the types of roles that you're trying to position yourself for. A big mistake people make is they launch straight into the online application process and they start applying for jobs without that clarity.
Johnston says you also need to be focused on exactly what you want. Do not just randomly start applying for anything.
Build out a target company list. It takes time and it's not as instant gratification as applying for a job online. But it's more worthwhile, so then you can start building relationships internally with hiring managers at that company and getting employee referrals. Because research shows that employees with an employee referral are significantly more likely to get hired than if you just apply for a job cold online.
And speaking of online, Johnston says you need to have an online presence, specifically LinkedIn.
LinkedIn is such an amazing platform and is a really great way to launch a strategic job search because you can actually see where people are employed and who their employer is.
If you don't want to get online and use LinkedIn, you kind of need to, is basically what I'm hearing. Like, it's time.
It is time.
She says you need to make sure to spruce up your online persona. And finally, do not send out identical resumes for all the positions you're interested in.
I know some people send out that generic thing, and then they're wondering why they're not getting any bites.
Right. The common mistake that people make is that they create a one-size-fits-all resume. And a one-size-fits-all resume speaks to no one. You want to make sure that you're hitting the pain points of the opportunity that you're trying to position yourself for.
Nicole Burley, News Nation.
A lot of good information there. One more thing to note. The expert recommends starting from scratch. She advises against using the same resume that you had in college and maybe even your last job. She says you should build a resume to fit the position, look at the job, the descriptions, access the keywords and requirements. She also recommends building an aspirational resume that speaks to the role you would like in the future.